something money can't buy. And we preached on something money can't buy, and what it was is money cannot buy the peace of God. Money can buy you a lot of things in this world we live in, but there's one thing money can't buy. There's several, but one thing we talked about this morning, money can't buy the peace of God. And I believe that 100%. That's what the Bible teaches. But this afternoon, I want to come back to Hebrews chapter number 4. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 3. And I want to preach another little title that God's laid on my heart. That's something money can't buy. And that is the rest that we receive when we receive the peace of God. Now, I'm telling you, when you receive that peace of God, in Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1 said, you know, we've been justified before God and by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we get into that, and to be justified as though I've never sinned, to have a clean slate, to be washed away. Now, justification is not the same as sanctification. Amen? Now, justification is a one-time, one-process thing. And sanctification is a daily walk that we grow closer with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would advise any believer that's in this room this afternoon, and you want the sanctification process to come alive in your life. Justification is important. That's the most important thing, that you've been justified before God. But that sanctification process, it takes place in your life, and them old things, man, you start seeing them things fall off. Can I get amen? You start seeing God sanctifying you and changing you in your walk. So something money can't buy, and that is the rest that God gives us. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 3. The Bible says, For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered into, not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we have to do. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I just want to say that I thank you that I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord God, I want to thank you for a young man that'll stand, and young kids all over this sanctuary, but not only them, but the elders of the church, Father God, I thank you for that. They stand each and every Sunday in, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and they sing the same songs telling that Jesus Christ is the way. Lord God, I'd pray tonight, Father, the words that I'd say, I'd pray tonight that you would hide me behind the cross. Lord God, I'd pray tonight that the words that I don't need to say, that you would take out of my voice tonight, completely out of my memory. Father God, give me the words that I need to say. Lord God, we pray tonight, Father God, for a moving of the Holy Ghost in this place, that we find peace in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, looking around this congregation tonight, I pray that each and every one that's on the sound of my voice, that when they leave here tonight, they'll have rest in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you that we can rest. Father God, you rested on the seventh day, and Father God, we come to a place where we rest, and we rest in your love, your mercy, and your grace. Father God, I'm just excited to be here tonight, and I thank you for this sacred desk. Lord, I pray tonight you guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Everything I say tonight be all about you and nothing about me. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Something money can't buy. Just something money can't buy, and that is the rest of God. Have you ever had a time in your life where you was restless and you just didn't know where to turn or where to go? You could lay down at night and you couldn't sleep. You could lay down during the day and you couldn't sleep. You could just do whatever you wanted to do, but it just seemed like, hey, you could sleep 12 hours, but when you woke up, you didn't have no rest. You would just flip-flop. Can I get amen? And tonight, I want to tell you where you can find rest tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Man, we had a crowd in here this place this morning, and tonight I wish that same crowd was back because they need to know that when you have the peace of God, the rest of God will come. Hey, I'd say to you tonight, if you don't have no peace, you don't have no rest. Hey, you can't separate them. They go together. They fit together like a glove tonight, a hand in a glove. When you put your hand in that glove, it molds and it goes around it. And I'd say to you tonight that peace and rest, they go together tonight. But as we look here in Hebrews chapter number 4, we see in the book of Hebrews, we see that we can have rest with God. A person will never get the rest that they need unless they receive the rest from God. We soon will realize as a believer the rest with God, that rest comes from God. And tonight I want to show you 4 infallible truths, that there's no error in them, and that you can look to tonight and you can see that God will move on these in your life tonight. Number 1, that rest of God is available for every individual tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, it doesn't matter who you are tonight, if you've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, it can be rest in your life tonight. Hey, rest is available tonight. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 3 and verse number 5 tonight, the rest that is available tonight. Hey, I'd say tonight to Brother Hayden and Sister Kinsey tonight, y'all got a lot of restless nights that y'all been dealing with, but I want to say on the authority of God's word, hey, you can get rest in Jesus tonight. Amen. He says tonight, if you'll look with me in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 3, it says, "For we which have believed do enter into a rest." Hey, for the believer tonight, you enter into rest. He didn't say into those lost people enter into rest because they don't enter into rest. You know who enter into rest? Saved people, they enter into rest. Hey, tonight the world's never going to get no rest until they turn to Jesus. Hey, I want you to know tonight the United States of America, Brother Riley, he ain't never going to get no rest until they turn to Jesus. Hey, tonight the only way we can find rest and the only way we will receive rest is when we become a believer in Jesus Christ. He says, "For we which have believed do enter into a rest." And he said, "I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest." You see, we have an obligation and we have an opportunity tonight to enter into that rest tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but as a preacher tonight of the gospel, I thank God that he gives me times of rest in my life. Friends, I want you to know he ain't retired me. He just rests me sometimes. Can I get an amen? He says tonight the rest is available. He says in verse number 5 tonight, "And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest." That rest tonight comes from God and God alone. If you see tonight in the world that we live in, there's people that are restless. You know why they're restless? Because they ain't come to the person that can give them rest. And that's God tonight. If you'll turn with me tonight to Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28, I want to show you where the Bible says that rest is available tonight. It's available tonight to each and every believer tonight. And I want you to know, when you work for the Lord, and by the way, when you get born again, it becomes a work in your life. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I told the kids this morning in Sunday school, hey, when you go to school, who likes to study? Hey, nobody lifted their hands. Hey, can I say to you tonight, nobody likes to study the word of God unless the Spirit of God breathes inside of that person. Hey, you just don't get a hunger for the word of God until you've been in the presence of God. Can I get an amen? And when you've been there, you come alive. He says that rest of God is available. Matthew 11, 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you." That's what the Bible says. He says tonight that rest is available for you tonight. He says, "I want you to know, come unto me, all ye." He didn't leave nobody out. He said to every born again believer, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." Hey, tonight when a person labors for Christ, they're going to get weary. They're going to get torn. They're going to get wore out. And you say, "Preacher, where am I going to find a rest? Can I run off to the mountains and get rest?" You won't find rest up there. All you'll find is a place you'll spend a lot of money. Can I get an amen? You said, "I'll tell you what I'll do, preacher. I'll run down to the beach and I'll get rest if I can just get away from the environment that I'm in." Friends, I want you to know tonight, you can't run away from your problems. You can't run away from your pain. The only thing you can do is run into the arms of God tonight. He said, "There is a rest that's available tonight." He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, I don't know about you, but I thank God for that tonight. There's times I get weary and I get restless, but I know this tonight. If I ain't had no rest, it's because I ain't come to God. Amen? That's what he says. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, you shall enter into my rest. The world tells you if you slack up and you rest any, that you're lazy. That's it. You know a man that works all the time and busy, Satan's got him. A man says, I ain't got time to rest, preacher. I got to be busy. Satan's got you. Oh, I don't like that, preacher. Satan's got you. Because when you're busy, and you got to get this done, that done, and you're always busy, you do not have time for the Word of God. You do not have time to read the Word of God. You do not have time to study the Word of God. And you do not have time and the availability to get to where God would have you to rest. And the world that we live in, daddies, and I'm a daddy. You know what a daddy does? He programs into his kid's mind that he must be busy all the time. Hey, and when I was a kid, if you didn't work, you was lazy. And what I always heard the Bible say, that if a man don't work, he don't eat. Well, friends, I want you to know that's got nothing to do with entering in to the rest that God had gave. You know what he did when he got done on the seventh day? He rested on that day. He knew he needed rest. You said that he needed rest because God was tired? Why, no means was he tired. You know why he rested? Because he wanted to be renewed to where he needed to be. Folks, if we don't get to a place in our life to get renewed, we will not have rest. That is the truth of God's word tonight. He said that rest is available tonight if you want it. Now, here's what the world will tell you. If you work 10 jobs, you got it made. You're not a lazy person. Friends, tonight, I want you to know something COVID has showed me. I was everywhere. Man, if there was a hospital visit to be made, I made it. I was busy. And I thought being busy was what a preacher's supposed to do. And if I didn't put 30,000 miles on a car in a year, I just didn't do my job. I didn't do my job, Brother Keith. If I didn't run to everything that was going on, I didn't do my job. But what I have found since that COVID has slacked up and kept me from being so busy, that I have more time with the Word of God. I have more availability with the Word of God. And I want you to know tonight, as your pastor, the more I feed on the Word of God, the more I can feed you. But when I'm distracted from that Word of God, I'm distracted from feeding the people of God. And when I get there tonight and I realize that Word is available and I can spend that time in that Word just like you do, you know what it does? It gets me to a place of rest in my life that I realize that I got one thing to do, and that is to feed this flock at Union Chapel Baptist Church. And if you're starving to death and if you're hungry, I'm not doing my job tonight because I'm not showing you the rest that you need. You see, if you go over there to every revival and preach everywhere everybody wants you to go, you know what happens for long? You ain't feeding at home. You ain't feeding at home. And when your home ain't took care of, guess what home does? It falls apart. Husbands, feed your home life. Don't worry about somebody else's home life. Feed your home life. You got a wife at home that needs love, love your wife. That's just a little nugget I'll throw out there to y'all. Hey, wives, you got a husband at home that needs to be loved, love your husband. Folks, you know what? You got a pastor here that needs love, and I got flock here that needs to be loved. Guess who I'm going to love on? I'm going to love on you. And I'm going to give you God's word, because he says this. He says, number one, that if we'll find that rest, there we'll realize that the rest of God provides availability in our life. It's available to get right where you need to be. But let me show you this tonight. Let's look right here in the next part of this. He says, if you look with me in Hebrews, he says the rest of God is available in Matthew 11:28. But also, if you look with me in verse number 9, the rest of God is attainable. Not only is it available, but it's attainable. You know, a lot of people don't think it's attainable to get to where you can rest in God. They know it's available. They've heard it preached all their life, but they just can't attain that rest that God would give them. And look what the Bible says in verse number 9. There remaineth therefore. He says it remaineth. It's still there today. It's still there today. You can wrap up in the arms of Jesus tonight. It's available, and I want you to know it is attainable tonight. You can get right up in his arms, right where he is tonight. Look what he says. Glory to God. Then there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. That rest of God not only is available, but the rest of God is attainable tonight. Let me give you three reasons why it's attainable. Number one, because there remaineth a rest. The Bible says it. There remaineth therefore a rest. The rest remaineth. It's there. You know why? Because the rest is in God. If you want rest, you get in God. Number one, it remaineth. Number two, it is reachable. That tells me I can get to right where God is through the blood of Jesus Christ. No longer is there a petition between me and God. That blood of Jesus Christ gives me access to go right where God is, wrap up in His arms, let Him love me, let Him give me rest in the way that He wants to do it in my life. Amen? So He says this tonight. Number one, there remaineth the rest. Number two, it's a reachable rest. And number three, listen, if you don't get nothing else, this rest is rewarding. It is rewarding. It's one thing to, it remains and you know it's over. I see it. It's over there. It remaineth. And it's one thing to reach for it, but it's something else when you're wore slap out. Can I get a witness in the house tonight? I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about spiritually. You are wore out. All I hear is I'm waiting to see Jesus come in the sky. Everywhere I turn, I can't wait till He comes back. That's a lot of restless people. That's a lot of restless people. You're wanting a Savior to come back instead of, I wish one more soul was saved, Brother Jake. Where's them prayers at that we've been praying forever? Where's them prayers at in the church? So we've got to a place we done got restless, and we need God to do something in our life. He says, hey, you can attain it if you want it. But you know the reward is this. Have you ever been here? Yeah. Hey, baby, bring me a cup of coffee. You want a little sugar in it? Straight black. See, what are you talking about, preacher? When you get in the arms of Jesus and recline, the world's going crazy. The bills ain't got paid yet. You don't know how nothing's going to work. You don't know how nothing's going to work out. But you've been alone with God. And you realize there's rest in Jesus, and you recline back. And everybody's wondering, how's he got so much rest and everything around him is falling apart? You know how? Because you get with God. Let me show you this tonight in the Word of God. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm chapter number 29 and verse number 11. We're talking about the rest of God is available. The rest of God is attainable tonight. It's attainable for that believer tonight. You can get in that rest place and let the world have what they want. We're going to rest in Jesus. Amen. Psalm 29:11. Look what the Bible says tonight. Psalm 29:11. Psalm 29:11. The Bible says, The Lord. Not Washington. Not your stimulus check. Not welfare. Not food stamps. None of them's going to meet your need. You know what's going to meet your need? The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace or rest. Tonight, I want you to know the rest of God is available and the rest of God is attainable tonight. I want to give you a third thing tonight. And this right here, I just love this. The rest of God is affordable. We at church, you laugh. It's affordable. But JD, how much is in there?
$1.
That's how I stay most of my life. $1. You say, how are you going to get this rest? How are you going to get this peace? I done told you money can't buy it. Something money can't buy. Folks, you know what tonight? You don't have to be rich to have the rest of God, the peace of God on your life. You don't have to be there. You don't have to have everything figured out in your life, how everything's going to go to get rest. And just rest and bask in the love of Jesus Christ. What He did on Calvary's cross. He says tonight, number one, that we see that we get to that place in our life where that rest that's in God is available. It's attainable. And it's affordable. Tonight, I want to show you in this text why I'm telling you it's affordable tonight. I had a man come to my house a while ago before church. He pulled up, and this is recorded. If he wants to listen, he can listen. He pulled up, and I was in my room studying, my little office area, and Brandy come in there and said, somebody's out here, get out here now. That's how y'all do at y'all's home, right? You don't know who it is, the man goes to the door. Yep. I run outside, and right where he's at, and I see him, I know exactly who he is, and he gets out of his truck, and he says, preacher, I just want to come holler at you. Yeah, man, yeah. He said, I want to thank you for something. I said, man, what's up? Talk to me. We got to talking. He said, you preached my wife's funeral a while back. I said, I sure did. sure did, man. He said, you know, you had every opportunity in the world to look down on me during that funeral. He said, you knew my past. You know what's been on in my life. And he said, you know I'm unchurched. Don't go to church. But when she died, I knew I needed a preacher. And he said, when I got looking for a preacher, I wanted a preacher that wasn't going to judge me. And that was going to do her justice. Folks, tonight, you know what giving somebody else rest costs you? Not one penny. You know what it takes for you just to speak one kind word to the next man? Not one penny. The Bible says life and death in the tongue. And you choose where you want to speak that in your life. I invited him to church tonight. Of course, he couldn't come. He had something going on. But when he went to leave, I told him, I said, I want you to remember one thing. Yes, sir, what's that? God loves you. God loves you. I knew I was going to preach on rest tonight, and I said, you can get rest in your life, and it won't cost you one thing. It's affordable tonight. Folks, tonight you may be in here, and you may be so restless. You say, what's it going to take for me to get rest? It won't cost you one penny. He done paid it on the cross of Calvary. All we have to do is get into an altar. Even if you're saved tonight, we get into this altar, and we just say, Lord God, if there be any sin in my life, well, God, if there be anything that's hindering me from getting rest, remove it. Lord God, whatever I'm dealing with tonight, whatever's going on in my life, remove this in the name of Jesus. If he did it on the day of salvation, he'll do it on the next day, next day, next day, next day. That's what he does. He's faithful. He never takes away. He always gives. He's never took nothing from you. He's give everything to you. The life that you're breathing, he didn't take it from you. He gave it to you. The wife sitting beside you, Brother Jake, he didn't take her from you. He gave her to you. For God so loved the world that he gave. Man, he gave what you need. He said, because I know you couldn't afford it, so I'm going to make it affordable. Let me show you this in the Word tonight, and I just want to slow down here and get to where we need to be. Look what he says tonight in verse number 16 of the text, if you will. The rest of God is affordable tonight in verse number 16. He says, let us, that's you and I, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. He didn't say come boldly, it's in the same text. He didn't say come boldly to the throne of law. He didn't say come boldly to the throne of the Ten Commandments. He said, let us come boldly to the throne, therefore, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Tonight, that rest of God is affordable. If you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 14, I want to show you this tonight. Ephesians chapter number 2. In verse number 14 tonight. And I'm talking about something money can't buy, and that's the rest that God gives an individual. Number one, that rest of God is available. Number two, that rest of God is attainable. And number three, that rest of God is affordable tonight. He says in Ephesians 2:14, for he is our peace or rest. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Tonight, I want you to get this tonight. You have peace tonight because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You have rest tonight because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I've asked you tonight to plead the blood of Jesus Christ on your life, on your family, everything that you touch, you plead the blood of Jesus Christ on it. Folks, you know what tonight? The devil can come against anything but the bloodline. It's the only defense you got. The only defense you got is the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood is all you got. If somebody come in this room tonight, they were to see a crime scene. Man, we were to talk about the blood so much, they thought we had a crime around here. The blood is all you've got tonight. It's all I've got tonight. The blood is the only thing tonight that gives me that rest that's available, that gives me that rest that's attainable, and that rest of God that is affordable tonight because it's been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. In this busy world, you cannot afford to not rest in the arms of Jesus Christ. In this busy world, you cannot afford not to rest in the arms of Jesus Christ. In this busy world, you cannot afford to rest. There's one word, and I'm going to get on with my next point, and we'll go to the house. There's one word that I do not know, and my wife tells me all the time I do not know this word, and this word's no. If that phone rings, I can't tell another individual no. I'll put my family out. Man, we'll be going somewhere doing something. I'll put them out. And I just don't know the word no. But every time I say yes, that's further I'm getting away from God's rest. Every time I say yes, I can, yes, I will, yes, 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 is the further I'm moving this way. Wise individual, I ought to stop and say, Lord God, if it be your will, let me do this today or tomorrow, whenever. You see, tonight, I want to give you this last point, and this is very important. It's probably the most important point that you're going to get tonight. We done seen where it's available and it's attainable and it's affordable. But the rest of God can never be annihilated, can never be done away with, can never be destroyed. That rest can never be destroyed. I want to show this to you tonight. It cannot never be destroyed. Look in verse number 12. We're talking about annihilated, done away with, wiped away the rest of God. There's a rest that remaineth. It's always there. He says tonight in verse number 12, for the word of God, you're going to find your rest in the word of God, because the word of God is God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The rest of God, why it cannot be annihilated or destroyed or done away with, number one is because it cannot be robbed. The rest of God cannot be robbed. Number two, the rest of God cannot be ruined. You can't ruin it. You can't ruin it. You can get out of His rest, go right back in His rest, and it's just like it was when you left it. You can go over here and get so busy and step right back, and you get just as comfortable as you ever have been. Number one, it can't be robbed because it's His. It's nobody else's. You won't find peace and you won't find rest in nothing but God. When you get in that, Sister Kenzie, Brother Hayden, that's where it cannot be robbed. Doctor's report's trying to rob you of that peace and that rest. God's not trying to rob you of that. He's saying it can't be robbed. It can't be ruined. You're just basking in that love, that mercy, and that grace. But he says something else. He said it can't be robbed. It can't be ruined. And I love this part. It can't be removed. His rest is right there. He says, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Tonight, if you're restless, come unto Jesus Christ. That's why you're restless, because you're not coming. Come unto Him and He'll give you rest. I want to stop with this right here and just go on out. If you'll turn with me to Exodus 33:14, I want to show you tonight that rest that I'm talking about tonight. Exodus chapter number 33 in verse number 14 tonight. Exodus 33 in verse number 14 tonight. Something money can't buy, and that's the rest that God gives an individual. Exodus 33:14. The Bible says, and He said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Tonight, folks, when you're in the presence of God, you know when you're in the presence of God. I know when I'm in the presence of God. That's why I come to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. That's a great time to get in the presence of God. Amen? There's no distractions in here. They may be one or two little bitty distractions. You know what I'm saying? I may say a word incorrectly. But hey, I mean, my goodness. I'm in here with a bunch of lawyers and doctors. I mean, I got so many school teachers in here. Look around. I mean, I got school teachers that can get my English up one side and down the other. Right? But there's no distractions. You know why? Because the presence of God's right here. The presence of God's right here. So tonight, I would ask you a question. You search your heart tonight. Don't you walk out that door if you answer this incorrectly. Listen to this preacher tonight, because this is 16 days into 2021, or 17, whatever the day is. 17? 17? I got so many teachers in here, I'm telling you. Don't walk out restless. Don't walk out restless. There's a rest. There's a rest in here tonight. He said, come unto me. If you walk out that door without coming to Jesus, you're going to walk out restless. You're going to walk out in a way that you don't need to walk out. So I'll get it right going down the road. No, you won't. No, you won't. You'll put it off next Wednesday night. Then it'll be Sunday night again. You won't get no rest until you get to that place in your life that you realize that the rest is in God. And it's in God alone tonight. So I ask you one question before we pray. Do you have rest in your life tonight? Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I love you more than anything in this world. Lord God, I love you because you first loved me. Lord God, I pray tonight for the one that's walking around tonight that's restless. Lord God, I pray tonight that you just give us peace and comfort and mercy and grace tonight as we walk through this life. Lord God, I ask you tonight, Father God, for this church and the leadership of this church, that you'd give us rest. Father God, for each and every member, you'd give them rest. The visitors that come in these doors, you'd give them rest. Lord God, if you watch the news, all they want to do is give us in a turmoil and turn us upside down. Father God, when I read that word, that's where I find my rest. Lord God, I plead tonight in the blood of Jesus Christ, whoever don't have rest, they come to an old-timey altar tonight. They do business with an old-timey God. Lord God, your word says you cannot change. As Brother Hagin said this morning, you're constant in what you do. You're steadfast. Lord God, I pray tonight you get the honor, the praise, and the glory. I ask it in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen.